ادعوا ربكم تضرعا وخفيا call with humility and softly. May Allah Ta'ala, the thing that is appreciated most is humility. In the heavens, you don't need to be humble. There's no price that's going to be attached to your humility there. We'll be pleading, أَخْرِجْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا غَيْرَ الَّذِي كُنَّا نَعْمَلْ, and falling on deaf ears. They'll say, أَخْرِجْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا, say, إِنَّا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ, wrong. But now, acknowledging the wrong there and humbling yourself there is of no value. إِخْسَأُمِنَا, Iqsa is to chase something away, but with disgrace. And the closest English word I can find for that, that's also resembling the sound. When you see a dog say, sa, so it's Iqsa. Iqsa'u fiha wa la tukallimu, don't even speak to me. So in that realm, there is no value for your humility and acknowledgement of mistakes. And all the value of humility and acknowledgement is here. Right? So Allah Ta'ala wants us that we call with humility. Well, Abu al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah's two Khalifas, they mentioned if someone comes to me in Hrdoi, there is not one lesson. Apni ghalatiyon, apne kusur ko maanne ka jazba ho jaye, to sab kuch haasil hai. If they learned to acknowledge their mistakes, then they got everything. So when I look at that, as though Maulana had his fingers on the pulse of the Ummah. Because everybody has got a story for his behavior, his response, what he thinks of. Everybody has got a story. And giving a story is not the solution. The solution is listening. See, the hadith where Amr bin Ma'ruf is being discussed. So, Ali is telling us that when you see people, when you see, you come across a time, hawan muttaban, whatever their minds are telling them, they're doing it. Shuhan mutan is only about their own pleasure. Own pleasure, your recognition, and whatever comes to your mind. So, and you see now, what Nabi Sam is saying, before this there was a time as though where people were prepared to listen. Right? And their personal pleasures were not ruling their lives. Now your personal pleasure is ruling your life. And number two, hawan muttaban, whatever comes to it. We'll see later about it. See that? Yeah, they were prepared to listen. Whatever was told, listen. Now, the khanqah, the jamaat, or the madrasa, ek baat sunate hai, to wo das baat sunayenge. We'll tell them one thing, they'll tell you 10 things. So if they are listening, they're not saying it verbally, they might can see, can make out that this person is acknowledging or this person is rejecting. The ustad, when he teaches a lesson, so, say, samjhe. So you can make out now that this student understood it, and this person is just making up a story. You can make it out. But it takes time to read the face. You can understand, oh, this person is just putting up an act, and this person is really serious about what he's saying. So when you come across that time, then the Nabi is advising us, عَلَيْكَ بِخَاسَّةِ نَفْسِكَ, and be concerned about yourself. Because right? You don't want to find majority of the people listening to you. That Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullah alayhi, when he would conduct a majlis, when there's 3-4 people, then there's a flow and he's talking nicely. But now, the crowd is swelling up to 10, 20, 30, then he would stop it. But he says, when there's few, then there's few people that are there, I'm compatible with them. So when there's compatibility, what I'm saying is reaching home. But when the numbers are swelling, so it looks nice, but they don't have to be compatible. When they don't have to be compatible, then there is very little or no final. Why? No compatibility. But now he's talking that zamana, like the tabi'in, that zamana, and that was the condition at that time. So you can imagine now what's going to be the position. Then he says, the hadith says, وَعَلَيْكَ بِخَاسَّةِ نَفْسِكَ. Now worry about yourself. Now you speak to a crowd, so I'm going to do something also, do some tabliq also, do some da'wat, give some bayan as well. So they don't listen to the hadith direct. They don't hear. They must have the two cents of this, add it to the equation, and then only will they feel satisfied. But to accept it straight, complete, verbatim, right, that was the Sahaba Ikram's hearts. Listen straight. So, the two things that the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is speaking about here, that the Quran Sharif is saying, تَدُرُّعَوْ وَخُفْيَا. And the word dua, da'wa, right, when it's used in the Quran, it's used for dua and for ibadat. Not only for dua, but for ibadat as well. Because when you see the da'wat, the dua, right, and you inspect the words of ibadat, right, both, you want something from Allah Ta'ala. Dua, why you want something? And you're praising Allah Ta'ala, why you want something? Don't you? You want something. Either jalb manfaat or dafa madarat, right? Either you want something or you want some difficulties to be taken away from you. Difficulties to be repelled, or you want to draw some benefit, right? So the essence of the both is the same. Ibadat and dua is the same. You want something from Allah Ta'ala, and you want these misfortunes or calamities to be repelled. So the important ingredients are these two. The darru'an wa khufya. Humble yourself. I don't know anything. Tu sab kuch hai aur main kuch nahi. Tere siwa jahan mein mera koi nahi. So that feeling of that, I got nobody. So that feeling, that frame of mind, that I've got nobody. Now this feeling must be rooted. We can talk about it, but more than talking about it, is to root it. In Bukhari Sharif, he's getting a statement of Ibrahim Taymi, rahmatullahi, great alim, but he was also a great wise as well. So he says that whenever I'm talking, khafu an ukazziba nafsi, I'm afraid that my words will betray me. I'm talking, for example, look after your eyes. But then I have to look at myself, am I looking after my eyes? I'm telling them, don't be jealous. But then, am I not guilty of jealous? I'm asking people that you mustn't have a malicious heart. Have I got a malicious heart? So now you see these people here, how they introspected, how they look at themselves. So, ud'u rabbakum tadarru'an wa khufya. So many times they were keeping the moustache out. But kun suntai, when I see this thing here, when it's, the sunnah is that you trim it so much that the redness of the lip can be seen. All the shariness in seven. But kehte hai, kun suntai nahi. Again, same thing comes up again. On 2 days it comes away, it comes up again. So when I look at the hadith, this is what he's saying. But take this out until that redness of the lip becomes visible. Now, it's just natural when I see the sunnah, I get happy. Now, in the sunnah, there are different types of sunnah. One is a sunnah that is emphasized, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam speaks about it in very clear hadith. And one is, it is a sunnah, but it's not been emphasized. Sunnah is a practice, but not been emphasized. Now, these things are emphasized. Ahfush shawarib wa aful luha. So these are things that are emphasized. When it's emphasized, then you have to show it that respect. Then you feel, mashallah, that we are talking about the sunnah, alhamdulillah, I see it being practiced. So I tell the young ulama, the qualifying graduating, so the sunnah you see on them, they want that long hair. Now someone came here, takbir ulah is going, not pabund of the Quran Sharif recitation, you can see the person. But his hair is actually here. But you see this. It's all zawaid. The more important thing was this zikr, Quran Sharif, namaz, pabundi. That was the more important thing, the humility. So the zawaid, they put too much of emphasis. And this thing here, they didn't show it the emphasis that was supposed to be. Ibn Umar, towards the latter part of his life, he couldn't see so well. So his grandchild would accompany him to the Haram Sharif. So now there's a group of Iraqis. See now what I'm talking about. Yeah. And then when you're giving your right to your sheikh, they don't emphasize, he's going Jamaat, going Jamaat, they're going Jamaat, they're not doing it the right way. But you came for your Islah, or you came to teach the sheikh what does he have. Now you see that they don't understand the mansal. I saw this in Nizamuddin Associate, after his brother Majid, he's got a sitting for Umar Paranpuri and the writing letters. And I'm seeing how he's conducting. Very seldom, what Umar Sahib will say to me, although he was the closest, you couldn't find a person as close. Very seldom. So now, well, Umar Sahib would read the letters and he will dictate the answers. Right? So Hazrat is asking my presence. Hazrat is asking, this person writes there, Haj par ki aaya hoon. Ye kya matlab Haj par ki aaya hoon? Umar Sahib is saying, Gujarati mein isi tarah se bolte hai, Haj pari na aavela chhe. And Urdu they say, Haj kar ki aaya. And Gujarati they say, Haj par ki aaya. So it's a difference in expression. But very seldom in speech. You'll be very, very careful. And I would see the respect he's got, you know. Right. So Hazrat's bayans are short, about 35, 40 minutes. His bayans are going about 25, about 3 hours. The morning, 3 hours. Right? You see, big Sheikh Hazrat and all that. Right? And we at that age, we still get excited over such bayans, right? Very excited. But now we get to understand the greatness of Hazrat. In the 40 minutes, how much was compressed into it? He's just making ishara. In that 40 minutes, bayan, there'll be about 100 hadiths all packed inside. No exaggeration. But he'll just make ishara and carry on. He makes ishara and carries on. So you have to be very alert to understand it very well. But then that level of respect, right? And then he got the whole cue from Hazrat and he's giving it. So he's got the idea and he's giving it. See that level of humility. As the Shaykh writes one place, he says that sometimes people feel that I made a lot of mutala, I got the quwwat al-goya, right? The ability to express myself, and I make a lot of mehnat, right? He says many a times a person that is working with moderation, right? But his heart is crying, he's with Allah Ta'ala, this person excels. And that person, for a short period, he excels. But that person that cries, ask Allah Ta'ala and humble himself, then Allah Ta'ala allows him to escalate. So I should see Umar Sahib and his bayans, right? I'm seeing there, right? And they would say that he was a lisanud da'wah. He was like the spokesperson. Right? So I would see him how he's carrying on, conducting himself. Extremely humble, very, very humble. You know, how to diffuse something, how to avoid a problem. He was a master. No problems, no fights, no arguments. And when you look at the person's face, then you can see that he's got no malice in his mind. Other than saying is the eldest sister is coming. We're not going to say chung chura. We don't say chung chira, we don't say that. Whatever he said, let's carry on. Just carry on. See, now how happy Hazrat mustn't have felt. Right? And then he's been accepted for such huge crowds. And after that you couldn't get a person like him, that level. And then he writes his own stories, you know, when he was small, and how he conducted himself. The mother wasn't someone that could recite the Quran Sharif very well, couldn't read. So there was one Maryam Kala that used to come to the house. Now she seemed to be a very literate person, learned. So she would tell, give advice, do this, don't do this. And the mother would carry it out to the tea. Whatever the Maryam Kala would say, someone is carrying it out. She is not saying, no, I'll do my own. So, when any senior sees that you are carrying it out, his heart feels out, runs out for you. Because he's seeing the level of humility you are showing. See that humility. You have to win the person's heart. In Bukhari Sharif, there's a hadith of Abu Jamrah, right? And Abu Jamrah says, that Ibn Abbas, although he's Bahrul Ulum, but he would seat me together with him. You know, like you've got a big buzurg, so he's got a special place to sit on. Quite a tacht, so about 3-4 people can sit, so he's sitting. But he would make sure that Abu Jamrah is seated alongside him. So now, people are wondering, now, why is he shown that level of respect? So around this time, Ibn Abbas was in Basra, right? And Basra was under Kisra. So Kisra is a Majusi, Farsi, right? So now Abu Jamrah knew both the languages, Persian and Arabic, very fluent. So he was like the most effective or the most perfect interpreter. But others say, no, it wasn't because of this that he was shown the respect. What was he shown the respect for? He says, Abu Jamrah, he made niyat of not Qiran, not Ifrad, and the third one is what? Tamattu. He made niyat of Tamattu. And in that state of Ihram, or after the Umrah and Hajj, he heard a voice calling out, Hajjum Maqboolun. وَأُمْرَةٌ مُتَقَبَّلَةٌ هَنْ حَجٌ مَبْرُورٌ وَأُمْرَةٌ مُتَقَبَّلَةٌ So Ibn Abbas really appreciated this statement. Because Ibn Abbas is sunnat and it must be done. Although there were some senior sahaba, like Umar, that was not for tamattu. But Ibn Abbas was for it. And when he saw this, so he embraced him and he would say, whatever I get, then I'm going to give you a share for that. But now, what I'm getting at is that to win the heart of the senior, have you to do to win the person's heart? He's a human, feelings, he's got emotions. Right? As Aisha says, that I know that hina is right to use, right? But I don't use it. The karahiyati hibbi. Nabi didn't like the smell of it. But now, can anybody dispute that this is wrong? Nobody can dispute. But now, why did she do this? To win the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But you see what extent they go to. I'm sorry, I speak a little bit freely. In the masjid, I speak freely. But now, the masjid is supposed to be for khas people, right? But sometimes something is spoken about and they send everything viral. Everyone. Right? If it goes viral, then everybody puts titles and big things or whatever. Now, they cause problems afterwards. The titles, the hazrats, all that, then it brings about problems. And it's supposed to be restricted, it goes on. So in a masjid, you speak a bit freely. And you have to speak freely, because It's a special tabqa that you're talking to. Not to talking to an armed tabqa, you're talking to a special tabqa. But it's a special tabqa, then you address them at that level. Now, here, what our elders are saying, that you need to gain the attention of the sheikh, of the elder. See what his mansha is. Something maybe just of a permissible nature. But what you are looking for, you are looking at his attention. So he says, now the sheikh got disappointed with the murid. He said, get off, go. Fly kite. Now, he's in a state of distress. A sheikh is disappointed with me and he asked me to leave. Right? So because today, you know, I have to tell a lot of people that the whole world is working in reverse today. It's not going straight, it's working in reverse. So you have to be very careful how you work. Right? If you see the tide going on one side, you move with the tide. Right? So this side. Azadi was once talking to Mufti Sahib Rahmatullahi. He says, up to yes, Ramana Agaya, now it's such a time that Ustaz ko shagird ban ke rehna padta hai. The Ustaz has to become a student. Before his student, he must become a student. The husband has to become a wife. The father has to become a son. Right? The boss has to become the noker. So the whole world is going in reverse. And then, Azhar says, ye faqat tasawuf ka shoba bach gaya hai. Is only tasawuf that remains safe from all this. So, Mustafa Rahmatullah's mutala is very, very vast. Very vast. So he said, oh, phir wo Musi Murid ka kya hua? Now, Musi Murid was from Mawlana Hassan Ahmad Hassan, something like that. But very, his mutala and his style is too great. So, you know this kitab, Mawlana Zafar Ahmad wrote, Ihya Sunan. So I think first it was Ihya Sunan. And this person here now, this Ahmad Hassan, right, he was a murid and he was also a khalifa of the Mawlana Sahib Rahmatullahi. Now, is the whole election thing carrying on in India, the partition thing between India and Pakistan. And Mawlana is on one end, and he is on a different end altogether. Mawlana is supportive of the League, and he is supportive of the Congress. And from the Khanqa, he is speaking out against Mawlana. So Mawlana, at first, he has overlooked it, but I became too aggressive. When he became aggressive, so Mawlana says, all right, what you do? I don't advocate for anybody to be supportive of me. Right? What I think was right is right. I will do that. What you think is right, you do that. It's a mukhtalafi thing, right? You think that's right. But for both people to be at one point and to have such a great ikhtilaf, it is not a healthy situation. We are at one point, right, one place, and we are totally opposite each other. So this is not going to be a healthy thing. So what do? You go home and you carry on the work and we'll remunerate you exactly like how we're remunerating you here. Now, he started writing against Mawlana Thamir Hamdali. Al-Aqab bin Urad, Mr. So-and-so, you know, from... Anyway, eventually the man fell down. And he fell down like this, that Mawlana Sahanpuri Sahib Rahmatullah had come to the Khanqa. When he came to the Khanqa, so Hazrat Mawlana Thamir Sahib Rahmatullah, their style was different. Their style was, if I prepare something, I'll give it to my elder. You go through it. Right? The mistakes, discrepancies, you point it out. So he would show it to his elders. Mawlana Sahanpuri Sahib was in Deoband teaching at the time of Mawlana Thamir Sahib Rahmatullah was studying. So he would treat him as an ustad. Right? So you go through it as well. So when he went through it, so he asked Mawlana that Ahmad Hassan Sahib. He asked something. So he raised his voice. When he raised his voice, he said, Mawlana says, ye koi munazara hai, it's not a debate. I'm asking. Right. So anyway, Mawlana Zafar Sahib was seated around. So he asked Muzaffar to get a certain kitab. So his Muhammad Sassan said, no, khud uth karke kitab lana padega. So Muhammad said, now the discussion is ended. Now it's pointless we pursuing this discussion, because you can see now how this person is working, how he's acting. You see, from the personal behavior, you can make it out. Nonetheless, as Mona is leaving now, so at the railway station, Mona Sanpu is asking Mona Thamisa Brahmatai, did you write this kitab in support of the Hanafi school or of the Salafis? So at that point, Mona Thamisa Brahmatai felt that because this person gave him a little bit of a mouth, so therefore he wasn't comfortable. But then the first kitab of the Ihya Sunnah was printed, and was going out, right? Then Mu'ayy is getting criticism. Is this kitab written in support of the Hanafi school or Salafiyya? Then he had to move him away. Now, see now, this hadith, etc., you get ulama in different fields, right? You understand. So he can be in tasawuf, he can be in fiqh, he can be in hadith. Right? But the fun that is ghalib on the person, he is known as that. Like you say, he is a sheikh, tariqat, and he's a sheikhul hadith, right? But the thing that is ghalib on him is the sheikhul hadith. So he'll be called a sheikhul hadith, they won't know him as a sheikhul tariqat. So he is a sheikhul tariqat. But this thing is overwhelming. So, Al-Mustanpur Isa was like that. Although he was a sheikh of tariqat, but in the science of hadith, he was very, very far. So, like you see, like you're starting a discussion, and the person that is now an expert, and he's been so many years, so from the three ends, you can make out where this person is taking you. From the, you know where he's taking you, right? Right? So, her Sarampuri Sampas like that. And it's not my assessment, even as Shah Sahib used to say, that dunya mein mufti bahut zyada hai, right? Lekin faqihun nafs, shayad hi koi Mona Sarampuri ki taraf se. There's nobody as a faqihun nafs in this person here. His understanding is so profound. And this, you know, this Mona Habibur Rahman Sahib, Mufti Habibur Rahman Sahib, or Azizur Rahman Sahib, was the first grand mufti of Dioban. You would say, mere fatawa ko kahin bhi le jao. Lekin agar Mona Sarampuri sahab ke paas le gaye, so main darta hu. Pata nahi kahan ugni ko rakh lenge. His understanding of fiqh and hadith is so great, I don't know where he'll say, you got off here, made a mistake here. So his understanding and his comprehension of hadith and fiqh was so great. So, in all these things here, what is required is you need to have that open mind, and open for you to progress. See, like in worldly progress, if you want worldly progress, then there must be some level of respect with your parents. Must be right. So proportionate to how you respect your parents is your worldly progress. And some things they may say, well, that's distasteful, right? But you know, because of the seniority, and because of them being your parents, you should listen to them. As the Shaykh al-Aziz Sabrahman says, even if it's a mushtaba thing, then listen to your parents. Even if it is mushtaba. And the Fazail Sadaqat is what he did. Right? Even if it's mushtaba, then listen to them. Hazrat Mawlana Nanuti Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, his father was Mawlana Asad Sahib, right? And Mawlana Asad Sahib would say, Zara Chiram Bhardo, who Chiram is a hookah. And Mawlana Nanuti Sahib Rahmatullah, you can't find a person like him in the whole of India. He's so great. But all that humility, go. He'll clean the whole thing that needs to be cleaned, the tobacco and the fire, all that, right? He will do it himself. Until one Buzruk came from this, not West Frontier, Pathan Buzruk came. He said, I said, to samajh le tu kya kar raha hai? You understand what you're doing? When you're making this child clean that hookah for you, the arsh of Allah is shaking. Understand this person's position. They sort of left out of it. But up to that point, he would see to it, it's a mushtaba thing, someone is saying, don't do it, someone is saying, it's alright. So now, That was his position. But the heart to comply, to listen, and to be for the Father. So that is for the material progress. But spiritual and ilmi progress, then the same relationship is for your star and your seniors. How can I win their hearts? How they will be happy with me? So this requires a very high level of humility. Very high level. See, as a Shah Waliullah Sahib used to say that teen umur mein mere upar jabr kiya gaya. In three things I was forced, right? Tabiyat nahi chahti thi, lekin Nabisam ki taraf se, from the side of Nabisam was forced to do it. One is, because his mutala, etc. was so vast, so my tabiyat was moving towards being free in that field of hadith and fiqh, not to be pabund of any imam. But I was shown that in India, the whole subcontinent, the thing that will flourish is Hanafiyat. As I say right thereafter, that many a times, that from his writings you can make out that he's moving towards Ahl-Hadith. But quickly he gets control. He, obviously, when he had that type of relationship with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so he's getting that barakat, though his mind is going there, but quickly he comes back. There were three things that majboor kiya gaya, right? The second thing that mujhe majboor kiya gaya tha, that I used to think many a times of the afzaliyat of Ali radiallahu anhu over Shaykhin, right? For many reasons now, afzaliyat, right? Some of the reasons that the muhaddithin say is because Ali, from infancy he was in Islam. And others, they came into Islam. Number two is, he was the family, direct family of the Islam. Right. But, mujhe iske upar majboor kiya gaya, tafzeel al-shaykhin ke upar, that you will have to count them as afzal over the khatanin. Usman as Ali. Right. And then it was shown to him, that you see, the shaykhin, right, the shaykhin, as though they were the body of Nabi Islam. The physical dimension of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ali was the spiritual dimension. Right? He was the Shaykhin was the physical. And in most cases, you know, if you talk about the Furu'at, what is Imaniyat? But the Furu'at, then the physical is far more important than the spiritual. Right? Now, someone making zikr, but no beard. Everybody could keep beard. What do you say that? Although his heart is very good. Heart is very good, pure. In the time of Al-Mawr, Badi Alam Sahib, one person clean shaven, but every day, practically every day, he was seen to be Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Badi Alam had to warn him, by Dari Rakho. Don't get away with this, the dreams of that. See, people go get away with the dream. I see, so much I see. It's true. We're not saying that it's not true. Al-Mawr Sanampuri Sahib Rahmatullah is one cousin, Shabir by Shabir. He says, Allah Ta'ala mujhe isi taqat diya, Allah Ta'ala give me such strength that I can take your head, put it under my arm, and you will see Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So someone mentioned that word, Mawr Sanampuri Sahib. Mawr Sanampuri Sahib says, he's true in what he's saying. Baki obhi bidati, bidati hai, usse bachte rehna. He's true in what he's saying, but he's a bidati, so you have to be careful of him. So, this aspect now says, they are the physical dimension. And in the furu'at, right, in the spirituality, right, in the furu'at. So, in the spirituality, what counts is the fana in the baqa, right? That counts. That pushes the person. But, when I look into the lives of our elders, the same element of fana, it also works on the physical side. The more the person was fana on his elders, then he progressed. The more the element of fana'iyat was found in him, then he progressed. And if he compromised on that aspect of fana'iyat, then he also couldn't make that level of progress. Both had to be fana to get that position. And that fana is extremely high level of tamasa. And we should know, study, give bhyana, etc. And then, nobody saying don't do this either. Come on, Thaisa Mahaprabhu should say that I advise the ulama-i kiram not to just spend their lives entirely in the khanqah. They must go out, educate people, etc. They must go out to it. Right? Because there is a need for that. But that doesn't mean now that they neglect themselves. Right? If they neglect themselves, what happens? Right? When they neglect themselves, then there will be multiple problems. Right? Amongst the problem is that now you're getting that recognition, right? People are coming to your bayan, talking about it, right? So when that happens, then that gets to your mind, right? So can you then say that you are free of pride? Can you say that you are free of ostentation? Can you see that you are free of arrogance? Right. Now you're seeing now that's one problem. The second problem is then, you're seeing that crowd all going towards you. When the crowd is going towards you, then you have to curry favor with them, speak their language, that which will not affect them. See, Ibn Taymiyyah, Rahmatullah, Ibn Qayyim, Rahmatullah, right? So, for the beginning of his life, up to about 30, 35, was going very well. But then the tafarruda started off. In Aqaid, he went off. With the istiwa, he went off. Then tatsim, etc., he went off. In Aqaid, right? The same tajbiyas, he went off. Then in Furuwat, about 35 masail, he went off. In the Jamhur. Like Talaq al-Salas, he went off, right? Talaq fil-Hayd, he went off. Right. Talaq jam'a fi imra'atah, he went off. Right. So many masail, he went off. Right. So, the beginning was right, but as he progressed after that, and the crowds began swelling, he went off. He went off. And then ulama, Taqiyuddin, Subki, etc. to write against him. Because right. The discrepancy was so serious, that they were forced to write against him. But now this happens when, see, that fanayat went off the equation. When it went off, then now, see, I am getting this recognition. People are talking about me. I'm getting this crowd, right? So now I have to do things to suit them. Right? Then even worse, in Masail of Aqaid, he says now, on the arsh of Allah Ta'ala will be on one side and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will be on one side. Then he says, then that's all he thought, things that are in his kitab, right? Things that he says that like Allah Ta'ala is eternal and qadim, the arsh also is qadim and permanent. Although he says qadim, we know, etc. But in fact he says it. But at which point he went off? At which point he went off? See? So they were forced to write out against him. At which point? At that point where he began to become popular and he began to sway the crowd. At that point he went. Then he started drawing from Christianity, he started drawing from philosophy, etc. And his aqaids went off, his amal also went off. But now the solution for that was to have that fanayat under a sheikh. Now he didn't do that. When he didn't do that, then he went himself. But then you see the problem he brought. So the Talaq al-Salas, he started out, he passed away around 7 or something, right? From that time till now, that he is carrying on. Right? And according to many experts, for the first 7 centuries, this Talaq al-Salas wasn't heard of. He started it off. And up till now, this thing is carrying on. But you see that fitna that started off. So even if you're doing the zahir, you need to have a level of that spirituality for maintaining the balance. If you don't have it, then you're going. One way or the other, you're going. But this thing requires now that attachment with your elders. Saying something, some things may be of a mubah thing, of a mubah level, but he's emphasizing that you must do it. Right? But in essence, it's mubah. But he's telling you to do it. Right? So he's saying this. Al-Mu'asanpuri Sahib Rahmatullahi, towards the latter part of his life, he had Alzheimer's, for your hands, what do you call it? Parkinson's, yeah. So he used to dictate the letters and Shakespeare should be writing, right? So he's dictating on letter, and the Shaykh says, hey, I had no doubt that this person here would be Khalifa. But I was shocked, really shocked, when I saw that while Saharanpuri is telling him, besides the Faraz and the Sunnah and Muqaddah, leave out all the Nawafi. See that? Besides the Faraz and the Sunnah and Muqaddah, leave out all the Nawafi. Can you see that? Now, if this man can see something you can't see. That's the sight, that's the vision. For Mufti Mahdi Hasan, I have the story many times of Mufti Mahdi. So he was the Mufti in Ramdir, that he was a grand Mufti in Dioban, right? Mufti Mahdi Hasan, before Mufti Mahdi. So Mufti Mahdi Hasan says that I saw Mawasan Purisab in Ramdir, and he is staring at a handsome youth. So I'm thinking, for a moment, I'm thinking, how is he looking at this handsome youth? And Mawasanpuri looked again, second time, third time. But then I saw thereafter, the same day I saw, for the first time in his life, that youngster came to the masjid. And then he became a functional namazi. Then came Ramadan. He sat in Etika. And he said that he should have that ta'aluk with me, like a student will have with his ustad. He said, I will go to the toilet or make wuzu. He will take permission to go. Right? See. But now, these people's nazar is different. Are you comparing yourself against him? Well, our room says, see, share and sheer are written identical, written the same way. Share and sheer. Share means lion, and sheer means sweet syrup, right? You know, we say, sinni, right? The sinni is supposed to be sheerini. What? But the Gujarati come and spoil. I suppose there were different kirat for sheen and seen, right? So, the sheen, they make it into a seen. Right. So, though it outwardly it seems the same, but there's a world of a difference. What you think, what you analyze, and what you reason, and how they see things are. So, now the question is, why did Mullah Saharanpuri Sahib ask him to leave out all this? Right. Now, that murid was a general murid. He didn't ask Mullah Saharanpuri for his nawafil. Nawafil has been emphasized, and why are you asking me to leave out the Nawafil? See? Huh? See that? So his sight is different, his vision is different, he understands what you don't understand. Because now this murid now, because of the excessive Nawafil and the zikr that he was making, he was seeing things that a normal person doesn't see. They see Nur, sometimes they see Malaika, they see these type of things. Right? And then when he's going to be seeing these things here, then I ask you, is he going to become closer to Allah Ta'ala, or is he going to be distanced? Why is he going to be distanced? Ji? Why? Ji? Simple reason. You are going towards the Khaliq or the Makhluq? Ask you, what are you going towards? Makhluq. From one Makhluq, you go to the other Makhluq. Right? Stand. And your whole journey was, قَالَ إِنِّي ذَاهِبٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي پھر قرآن شریف کی تلاوت کرو ذرا دیکھو چھوڑی he says قَالَ إِنِّي ذَاهِبٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي is it clear or not clear قرآن شریف کی تلاوت کرتے ہو کرتے ہو تو دھیان سے کرتے ہو ذَاهِبٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي your whole journey is towards Allah تعالی or towards مخلوق and you see this and you see something else and you see something else then you get caught into all that you get drown into that, and where he's supposed to be going to Allah Ta'ala. So now, for a few days, Mullah will ask him to leave it out. Then all the things will go out, now he's actually progressing to the second phase. But now, Mullah Saharanpuri could see this, what he couldn't see. But now, the whole mystery or the secret was, just listen. The Shaykh won't tell you. See now, you think about it, all these things here, you find the precedence in Khidr and Musa al-Islam. فَإِنِ تَبَعْتَنِي فَلَا تَسْأَلْنِي Don't ask me. It's most likely that Khidr knew what was going on, right? But then why did he have to tell him, إن اتبعتني فلا تسألني عن شيء حتى أحدث لك منه ذكر. واجب صلاة فنعيد ذكر في الترقي even in ظاهر علم what's required that فنعيد was required. What's the reason? فإن اتبعتني فلا تسألني عن شيء حتى أحدث لك منه. I initiate, I tell you, right? Until then, you don't question, you don't ask me. So the Shaykh sometimes will just say something, but he won't give the explanation. And there's reasons why. See, you've got munasabat with the field, you'll know why he doesn't. He wants to see the level of compliance that he's got. Because when you've got that level of compliance, then I can move here, I can expedite the whole journey. Because I can see now that his batin is in it. Then I can push you very fast. But now if you push you a little bit, you're getting stuck. Pushing you and getting stuck. So are you going to delay the process or you will be flying? See this verse. فَإِذِ تَبَعَتَنِي فَلَا تَسْأَلْنِي عَنْ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى أُحْدِثُ أَنَا أُحْدِثُ لَكَ مِنْهُ ذِكْرًا. I don't speak about it, you don't start it, you don't ask me. See that level of compliance. This is also ilm, a different type of ilm, but it is also a type of ilm. In Abdun Lee fi Majma'il Bahrain, there's a person that is at Majma'ul Bahrain, he's got knowledge that you don't have. See that? Wasn't his knowledge? But for that knowledge, what was required? Some level of fana'iyat. You see that? ہاں وہاں اس قدر تفصیل کے ساتھ بیان کرنا پڑتا ہے کہ مقصد یہ کہ فنایت آ جائے بھائی, خدا کرے کہ فنایت آ جائے. I won't mention the names, right? But two other شیخ خلیفہ, right? They saw themselves before the روزہ مبارک. And they just saw, perhaps they just died or something. So they asked for the interpretation. As a Shaykh, a lot of times he was referred to Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah. His understanding was such. So he referred to him to Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah. The Shaykh chahte ke tumhare andar funaiyat aa jaye. What he wants? Ke funafi Shaykh, phir funafi Rasool ho aa jaye. People are struggling, you're getting it right. He wants you to get that level of funaiyat. Ke main kuch nahi, bas sarkar ki baat hai sab kuch. Main kuch nahi. میں اپنی رائے کو کی مداخلت نہیں کرتا ہوں. آئی ایم ناٹ انٹروڈنگ. دیٹ از دا ڈپارٹمنٹ آف نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ہی نوز اٹ, رائٹ؟ ہی نوز اٹ. اینڈ وی جسٹ کلوز اور آئیز اینڈ وی جسٹ لسن ٹو ہیم. بٹ دین دا اسٹیپ ٹو دیٹ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم از دیٹ فنا فی شیخ. یو کیم ٹو مدرسہ, دے ٹیچ یو فعلا فعلا فعلا. بھائی ٹیچ می حدیث ان قرآن شریف. وہی ٹیچ می یس ایکسلنٹ. یور انٹینشنز آر گلوریس, گریٹ. But in order to be able to appreciate that, we have to go through this. Then you appreciate that. And if you don't go through this, adatan, can you get that? Karamatan, you can get it perhaps, right? It's going to be a karamat. But that's not the adat. So we started off, ud'u rabbakum tadarru'an. Tadarru'an wa khufya, softly and with a lot of humility, lot of girgiran. You see, Zakariya alayhi salam, and he's making dua, is nada rabbahu nida'an khafiya. So you'll see the same tadarru and khufya in this dua. Inni wahana al-asmu minni washta'ala al-ra'as. So what is that? He's showing humility. Allah, I'm nothing. I'm finished now, old age. God with me. Bones have become infirm, white hair. I'm not in that position now. But I'm also afraid. Fiftul mawali ami warai. I'm afraid of my heirs. Will they continue with this progress? Will they continue with this process? But you see the aspects of humility and softness. Soft and humility. An excellent thing to teach us is this beggars on the robot. Rani, do something, please, man. You know, how they come with a begging bowl, forget whatever they are, right? But he said, listen to me. Okay, when they want something, what level of humility they're showing? Honey, please, man. Child is crying. Make a plan, please. Don't they do that? But isn't that a lesson for us? see, he wanted something, what level of humility he's showing. I mean, that Bironi Jalsa, there's a wrong custom that he's carrying on. This thought passed my mind, so I just talk about it. So, you're trying the person, you know, may Allah Ta'ala reward you. Right? May Allah Ta'ala reward you abundantly. Inshallah. There's not a place to say Inshallah. You don't say, Allahumma filli in shi'ita. You don't say that. فَإِنَّهُ لَا مُكْرِهَ لَهُ. There you say it, and فَلْيَعْزِمِ الْمَسْأَلَ. You must say it. Must say it with a little bit of firmness. Please do it. You don't say that bigger thing, Alani, give me 5 rands if you wish to do so. Do you do that? Will you do that? Fine, please, man, make a plan. Please. Only say that. So, فَلْيَعْزِمِ الْمَسْأَلَ. When you ask him, you ask with firmness, azm, ask. Now, please, Allah, make it happen. Please. Can you see now? Can you see the tone? So, فَلْيَعْزِمِ الْمَسْأَلَ. So, you see these two aspects. Humility and softness. Is nada rabbahu nidaan khufiya. And he's showing his disability, inability. Khiftul mawaliya. وهن العظم مني واشتعل الرأس شيبا ولم أكن بدعائك ربي شقيا. But in spite of his limitations and weakness, he hasn't lost hope in the mercy of Allah. ولم أكن بدعائك ربي شقيا. Allah Ta'ala, whenever I asked you, I was never turned off. I was never unfortunate. Shaqi, unfortunate. Whenever I asked you, I was so that fear and hope. You see that? So these are the elements to go in dua. وَلَا تُسْهِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بَعْدِ إِصْلَاحِهَا وَدْعُوهُ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. Can you see that? Fear and hope. وَدْعُوهُ. So the first two, تَدَرُّعًا وَخُفْيَا. And the last two, خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. And then when you do it, then Allah says, then my mercy will run towards you, race towards you. إِنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ. See that? So, ummeed or hope bhi hona chahiye. Or, tazarru, zari, اور چپکے چپکے بھی دعا کرنی چاہیے. Can you see that? These are four elements that are required in a dua. Right? Hasan Basri, he says, that in the past it used to be such, that people used to be completing the hifz and nobody would get to know. Now, half child becomes a hafiz and half the world gets to know about it. This jalsa, they got this type of stickers, that bottle, and this child, compliments to this child. But now some things have to be corrected. Now they're giving prizes, right? And they give a Quran Sharif marker. In that Quran Sharif or a Kitab marker. But the marker got ayat in there. Now you think to yourself, a Quran Sharif ayat is not supposed to be used for something. Now, are you using it for something? Are you using it for something, or are you disrespecting it? What are you doing? It's being used. You know, some years back, sometimes you see our Qadir's writing, right? You get a lot of support, right? So I told Maulana Ismail some years back that you see this Quran stance that they're using now, I'm not happy with it, because it's a bath stand. So it's meant to sit down naked when you're having a bath. So the Quran, although that thing is new, you don't use it as a Quran stand. I don't know if you remember, right? Smaller works on alhamdulillah, start ruling, right? Then I saw more times from his writings, and he says, there's a situation that came up, that someone wanted to convert his toilet into a kitab room, right? Although the toilet wasn't used, brand new, it wasn't used, and he wanted to convert it into a kitab room. And Mu'ad discouraged him. He says, in some ibarat, I don't know which kitab, right? Al-mu'adu laha. What? Agar usi cheez ke liye banaya gaya, what? Then it's not in keeping with the respect of the Quran Sharif that you keep the kitab and the Quran in that place. But now, isn't this a support for this time? This was specially prepared for a bath. And the more, let us call it aggressive dalil, right? Only polite dalil, I give you this now, right? But the one that is more aggressive is, right, you got a brand new toilet pan, right? Brand new, off the box. So will you serve your guest biryani on that pan? Ask yourself, Pitutul, will you serve? Why? It's brand new, came out of the box. It's better than the place, your crockery there, but will you use it? Why won't you use it? Al-mu'adula, it's not been prepared for that. You eat of that, you're going to feel nauseated. Hey, what do they think of us? But you see our elders, how their minds work. How their minds work. Where they can see. And we can't see these things here. That's why I say, for us nowadays, it's better just to blindly follow them. Now you think of a person that is walking around, right? He's walking around, and he's feeling his way, he's blind. And he's saying, this is like that, blah, 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 blah. Now, he can't see a thing. He's born blind. And he's feeling his way. And he's making up his own mind that this is like this and this is like that and that. And there's a person that can see broad daylight, he can see everything. I ask you, Kul hal yastawi al-a'ma wal-basir? Can they be identical? So our elders were like that. When I see them and I see us now, they have eyes. And I don't think we have it. I don't think we have it. So our safety is just blindly following them. Obviously, in conformity with the Hadith and the Quran Sharif, and some things we don't understand. I say, Ibn Taymiyyah, everybody says, Hafizul Hadith, right? Hujjatul Islam, Shaykhul Islam, they say. But can you see the major discrepancy? I just showed you 5-6 things. And here, nearly everybody makes it the fact that he did these things. But major discrepancy. But then, what was the missing link? Why is it happening? So I was asking on Shaykh, I think it was before your first time, right? They came here about for 1 week or something to teach Arabic, right? I don't know if you were there at that time. Two sheikhs came from Makkah University. So they came to teach us, right? So now, he's telling me, in the choir, he's telling me, he seemed to be a very balanced person. He was like a balanced person, the other one was a little bit hard, right? This balanced person, he's telling me, you know, Ibn Taymiyyah, and Ibn Hazm Undulusi, they were quite aggressive in their style. Then he's asking me, but you know why they were so aggressive? Now he's telling me that he's coming from that background, not an Indian Diobandi background. But he's saying exactly what a Diobandi would say. He says because everything, most of his was self-studied. He had very little taluk with his elder. So his mind went very aggressive. And if you don't follow him as though you're Gumrah. Although he is himself Gumrah, in many Masail, he went off, right? But, see, he took an approach that if you don't follow him, then you're gone, you're off. But you see where he comes from. So Hasan Basri Ahmed is saying that they would become Hafiz, but nobody would know. Many of them spend the entire night in ibadat, but nobody knows about it. Entire night. Many of them are completing a Quran Sharif daily, but nobody knows about it. They became ulama-i kiram, but nobody knows about it. But you see this, nida'an khafiya. So this is not only on your dua, in all your acts, but you softly, quietly. I like the word of Imam Hasan Sahib Rahmatullahi. So he's talking about Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu. So someone told him, but you know, you were against this khilafat, you know, you advised me not to accept it, but why did you accept it? He said, intisar ki dars, what? I had the fear that the whole ummah will get split now, it all gets scattered. And when I saw this, and there was no other way, by force I have to accept this thing here. Otherwise he pushed it first, Umar, you accept it. Umar pushed it back to him. Because at that time they were in the Banu Sa'idah, Saqifah, and there would have been a big problem that side. So how to suppress this? The only way out was for Abu Bakr to accept it. Otherwise, pure Ummah no fasad hota. To zikr now.